The draft environmental impact statement document for the forest plan amendment is over 1,000 pages. It reflects this year's unanimous recommendation by a 15-person Tongass Advisory Committee on transitioning to a harvest of younger, second-growth trees on areas that have already been logged. That was directed by the Secretary of Agriculture in 2013. Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart says the agency's analysis shows that transition is possible in 16 years.
And going to a young growth system is going to require both accuracy and precision in the product availability and the ability to go to areas that have been harvested in the past. That's certainly going to cause some concern from some parties as to what that represents in the meantime, but recognize that this is a draft environmental impact statement.
The preferred alternative in the plan would see a harvest of 46 million board feet annually. In the first decade, 37 million of that would be a continued harvest of old growth trees. The old growth harvest would drop to just 5 million board feet by the 16th year of the plan. To compare, harvests on the Tongass over the past decade have averaged around 36 million board feet a year. Proposed timber sales that are already in the planning stages involving old growth or young growth will continue forward. The plan does not propose any new wildlife conservation strategies, wilderness areas, or wild and scenic river designations. It does recognize changes from this year's transfer of Tongass land to the Sealaska Regional Native Corporation. The plan also proposes making renewable energy projects on Tongass lands easier to develop. Stewart says the aim is to help diesel-dependent communities.
It really seeks to try to provide a better economic outcome for parties and communities across Southeast Alaska by allowing opportunities for hydropower or other uses to help supply those. If you're familiar with some of those communities that are currently challenged by having to utilize diesel generation or anything like that, this is one of those opportunities to look at the landscape in a broader context to provide a more renewable resource and use of energy production for those communities.
While the plan does not recommend new lands for permanent protection, it would reduce the acreage that could be logged. Environmental groups are happy to see lands around some southeast salmon streams that would no longer be in the timber base. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council Deputy Director Emily Ferry says there's both good and bad in the updated plan.
And the good is that we're very pleased to see that some of the salmon strongholds that we've been working for years to protect, places like Port Houghton, Castle River, and East QU, are no longer in the considered in the suitable timber base. The unfortunate part is that the Forest Service missed a huge opportunity to put the controversy associated with clear-cutting old growth behind them.
Ferry says the plan does not transition out of old growth logging soon enough. She says concerns over impacts to fish and wildlife habitat, recreational opportunities, and climate change will continue with logging old growth. For the timber industry, the young growth available would not keep Southeast Alaska sawmills operating. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham does not think the transition recommended by the Tongass Advisory Committee will work.
For one thing, there's not enough young growth to support a round log export business for any length of time. You know, for a few years you could, but after that, there's just not enough acres. But the second concern is that right now the logs are too small for the sawmill to utilize. And if we cut them now, then 30 years from now, when they would have been mature, there's not going to be mature timber. And so the only way to keep the sawmills operating is to continue harvesting old growth. And we don't want to be stuck with just one good sawmill. We want to have, you know, a number of mid-sized sawmills and a number of small mills.
The draft documents are available online. A 90-day public comment period is underway, and it ends February 22nd. And the Forest Service plans to hold public meetings on the plan around the region. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.